Gary Neese with you, along with Bob Beretta, the athletic director here at St. Bonaventure. And Bob, we are getting ready for a new year, getting 2026 right around the corner. And here we are talking about some big events that are going on, some things you tried in 2025 that you're going to continue in 2026. So first of all, welcome back and happy holidays. And we hope everything goes well.
Happy holidays to you, Gary, and to all of our Bona faithful out there listening tonight. You know, I think it's always a time to look back and look ahead as you get towards the new year. And I think we look back and we made some significant strides and there's some areas of improvement, and we'll look to improve in those things. But whether it's, you know, the facility work that we did, that we've begun, the branding work that we've begun, and all those things will carry over into the new year, into 2026. We look back and engagement is really important to us in this department. You know, we really have three major things we want to hang our hat on, three themes, and it's excellence, leadership, and service. But we want to celebrate excellence. And so a big part of what we did at the end of 2025, as you know, we had the Sam and the Stiff family celebration, mm-hmm. which was really special to bring the Stiff family together. It really turned into a reunion for the Stiffs, and we were able to celebrate excellence there, as we did with the women's mm-hmm. celebration the following weekend in November, when we acknowledged, really celebrated the 40th anniversary of the first Division I team here, which was my senior year, a team that I covered uh-huh. in the sports information office with Jim Engelhardt. And so it was really fun bringing that team back, celebrating 40 years of Division I women's basketball here at Bonas. And also, we celebrated the 2015-16 team and their excellence, where they reached the NCAA tournament. And we're going to continue that here next semester, in this spring semester upcoming. As you know, we announced that we're going to retire Glenn Hagan's number, yes. which I think is a long time coming. Mm-hmm. And I think people will be really excited about that. We have our staple 80s weekend at the end of January. And then, you know, we moved our Hall of Fame induction ceremony. It had been in June around reunion weekend. And we really felt like we wanted to give those inductees the platform, really the biggest stage available here at St. Bonaventure to me. And that's, when it comes to athletics, that's a men's basketball game. Mm-hmm. So we're going to bring that induction class here. We're going to move induction into February. And then we'll honor that group appropriately at halftime of the game. I believe that date is February 14th.
Yeah, Valentine's Day. Huh?
Valentine's Day. So it'll be a sweetheart day for everybody. We have a really good class. And, of course, a men's basketball headliner sure. there with Kaz Cyrus coming in. And I think that's also a long time coming in the Kaz getting inducted in the Hall of Fame. So that'll be really exciting. And then something we debuted in November, and we'll have two additional events, the Tailgate Series. Mm-hmm. The Tailgate Series, we're really excited about that over at Richter Center. It's a fan fest. We debuted it in November. I think it was very well attended, extremely popular. And we'll have two more editions of that here second semester. We haven't announced the dates. They'll be upcoming, one in February, I think one in March. But we're excited about that. Opportunities to celebrate excellence, opportunities to engage with the community, very important to me. And I think these tailgate sessions allow for both of that in terms of engagement. And then we have, you know, we had Sam Stiff signing autographs, and we'll have the Hall of Famers signing autographs if that's the date that we settle mm-hmm. on in February. And then maybe we'll have another special dignitary here back in March. So I think, you know, we've made some strides mm-hmm. and we still have lots of work to do.
Yep. And as we said, we've got a lot of things going on here. I know that the improvements continue structurally here in Riley Center and the athletic fields. I know they got the big dome over the baseball field right now as they work feverishly to have that ready by the time you get the first home game in March.
You know, I can't thank our leadership enough, President Gingrich and our Board of Trustees, for giving us the go-ahead, the flexibility to run fast. And we've run fast the past 12 to 18 months. You know, I think we've spent over $6 million in facility enhancement, over $6 million in facility enhancements. And that's been a combination of donor dollars, of money that we had in reserve, and folks that designated dollars specifically for facilities. Obviously, Tom Mara was our lead donor in the baseball project. That was a $1.5 million project. And then we replaced the turf, another $300,000. And, you know, we're in the midst of getting that done. That might stretch into March because – The bad weather kind of nipped us a little bit in November. We knew that was going to be a possibility, but we feel like we have time in March to cover for that. And of course, we so thankful to Michael and Chris Hickey, who donated over $1 million to build an outdoor tennis complex. And that is really got that close to the finish line right before the weather turned. I think the only thing we're waiting on now is to install lights out there, but that'll be ready to go in the spring. The courts are fantastic. And then we've done a tremendous amount of work in the Riley Center for all of our fans that have been in here for a game already. They've seen the main concourse improvements. I hear drills and all kind of tool work going on, jackhammer, whatever it might be throughout the course of the day. So we're going to continue to try to enhance the experience for our guests that visit the Riley Center, but also for our student athletes and our coaches. We've created coaching suites, student athlete lounge, team meeting rooms. For the first time ever, all of our teams have the designated specific locker rooms that they won't have to move out of and share with other teams. So I'm really proud of the work that our staff has done. We have a lot more work to accomplish, but I think if you look back and you take a breath, we have covered a lot of ground in a short period of time.
And the feedback about the improvements to the concourses, putting up the Wall of Champions and things like that, it's just little things, but they're important because it brings back the history, brings people's memory to talk about the things they saw when they were growing up or as they're growing up. It's a wonderful improvement to the experience of coming into Riley Center.
Well, thanks, Gary. I appreciate you saying that because that is important. It's all about excellence and celebrating excellence and engagement, bringing people back. You know, I find a lot of satisfaction when I sit in my office and we have visitors in the Riley Center and I hear outside my office a student athlete showing the team picture, their team picture on the wall with their parents and pointing out where they are in that team picture. Small thing, but a really important thing. And I want to make sure that all 400 of our student athletes feel valued. And I want to make sure that our great heritage isn't forgotten, that we remember in that Wall of Champions. You know, we put up the photos. The final branding was completed here late in December, late in the year. We're going to continue to tweak that. We have some really cool initiatives now in the RCs from a branding standpoint, but we can't forget our past. You know, we want to celebrate our future and our present, but we have to remember our tradition. And I think that's been really important. And it looks back to celebrating excellence with Glenn, bringing Glenn back and retiring his jersey. That's all part of that same plan. And, you know, we're already looking ahead to next year. You know, next year there's some pretty significant anniversary dates. Yes. I don't want to let the cat out of the bag there, but we've already begun. Our staff got together in late December and we had an ideation meeting on really some big picture things that we might be able to do within the Riley Center. This is a new day and age and we have to maximize every asset, every resource that we have, generate revenue at every turn. Obviously, we also enhanced our concessions offerings, if you will. You know, the way in which you go to about purchasing concessions in the Riley Center and also the quality of the product and the beverage. And, you know, that was a big initiative for us as well. And we'll look to continue to refine those processes and try to find ways to generate revenue at every turn.
And going back to the Wall of Fame a little bit, not only does it bring back memories, it also serves as an incentive to the current student athletes. I want my picture up on that wall.
No,
you know, what can we do to get my picture on that wall? And that's another great feature of something like that. You mentioned some of the other changes we've had inside Riley Center. You have a couple of places now for the lower fans in the lower bowl. They can go off court instead of standing in line at the concession stand. You've made a special place for them as well. How's that working out?
Yeah, that's been a tremendous element now to our game day experience for those fans to sit in the courtside seats, Gary. And you know, those are some of our most ardent fans, and they pay a high price to sit in those courtside seats. So we really wanted to provide them with some additional benefits, and we knew that had a great chance of being able to sell alcohol. And we felt like, hey, this year, let's create a space where if you're sitting courtside, you won't have to navigate your way all the way up into the stands and to the concession stands, stand online, and potentially miss some of the game. Now it's very convenient. They can just stroll off the court and grab a beverage. We have food in there as well, very similar to our Hall of Fame. So it's a benefit for those courtside seats. And the feedback we've received has been tremendous. And again, it's kind of looking at things with a clean lens. You know, that was a storage room. well, can we find some other place to store some of the things we probably want to throw away anyway? So we threw a lot of that, a lot of those things away and created this really nice space. And it's not fancy, but it's very practical. And we've dressed it up now with some branding and TVs and high boy tables. And it's been really popular, you know, and I think that we'll look to continue to find ways to reinvigorate the Riley Center. You know, that was something Woj and I talked about during the off season was let's reclaim the RC. And that was, hey, let's try to get the students back and get them at a fever pitch. And we changed the student ticketing policy. That was a direct reflection of trying to get the students in the building more engaged. We have a ways to go there. We still want to get more students to come to the games. But I know that the ones that have been coming have been in full throat. You know, they've made a difference. And I think that population will really pick up as we ramp up an A-10 play here as we head into 2026. Really important that we reclaim the RC and then find different things. You know, we're going to start a pregame show. Mm-hmm. So that'll be a video pregame show that we debut here in January prior to our game. So you'll be able to find that pregame show on ESPN+. It's going to originate from inside the arena, which will be a really cool atmosphere. It's you kind of think about pregame shows, whether it was with the Bills or, you know, with the Yankees on Yes Network, and they have that batting practice show or a pre-kickoff show. And that's what we're going to do. It's going to be a little bit of a tone setter for people who want to tune in early, get a feel for the RC as the players are going through warm-ups over the shoulder. We'll have hosts up there and special guests. So again, we continue to look at ways that we can enhance the fan in the building, their experience, but also our fans that can't join us and want to tune in live. And we appreciate the work that you and Chris have done in elevating our broadcasts. And we're just, you know, we're going to continue to strive for excellence at every turn and try to raise the bar a little bit.
All right. And again, as you said, you've done a lot of work since you hit the ground running here and more to do. And I know everybody's excited about what's coming next, because it just seems to get a little bit better every time something new comes along.
Well, you know, that's kind of what we talk about as a staff, Gary, every day is can we get 1% better every day? You know, can we move the needle an inch every day? And then if we do that at the end of the year, right, we get to the end of the year, we look back and we're able to reel off all these things. And that was really a product of getting 1% better every day. It's kind of like the old minor league baseball mentality. It's just, can we get a little bit better every day? And I feel like we have, you know, and I feel like there are days that maybe we don't get better. We try like crazy to get better, but maybe the next day we're 3% better instead of 1% and make up for the 2% that we missed the day before. So we'll continue to take hacks at it, you know, to bang the rock. And I'm blessed to be here. I love having this opportunity. I get to be the AD at my alma mater, and it's very for me. I gain a lot of satisfaction in trying to make things better for our current student athletes, because I know it's making their lives better. I hear it from them every day, and I can just see how appreciative they are, and that's very gratifying to me. So our staff's working hard, and we'll continue to work hard in 2026.
Well, it's always great to talk to you. And again, we'll have a couple more chats here before the end of the basketball season. Bob Beretta, the athletic director here at St. Bonaventure, thanks a lot.
Gary, thanks so much. Chris, appreciate all the work you guys do for us.